Yeah, I thought we lost our way halfway through the third quarter. You know, our defense has been our backbone for Zions. I thought we lost our way defensively and rebounding. I think we gave up 9 offensive rebounds in the third quarter. So when you got a team on the back foot, you know, up against their ropes, that's the area that you got to seal off to keep that lead in front. And we gave them energy with their offensive rebounds, and they got back into the game.
Can you think of a reason for it, maybe mentally weary after all the travel, or is there just no excuse for that?
There's no excuse. They're professional athletes, mate. So it's that's what we need the bench for. You know, the bench can provide energy for us. We didn't really get a good hit from the defensive or rebounding from our bench. And you can't rely on too few players to do it. You know, Damo and Bryce, very consistent. You know, if we had couple more to give the energy like they did, we'd be a lot better. But
we can't win when we got too many passengers. Is it one positive that you keep the split? You know, next week can actually be really telling. You know, have to split one of these guys.
Yeah, well, obviously we wanted to win, so I wasn't thinking about split. But you know, it's up to us now. We got ourselves in this position. We had a great opportunity to close the game out the way we wanted to, and we didn't when some things went against us, we didn't respond well, which I didn't like.
Sydney, Melbourne coming up, do you expect to have that night back?
Say that again?
Do you expect to have that night back next week?
I expect so, yes.
Yeah, looking forward to next week. Does travel even play a part in, do you think it may hinder your second game
Look, the guys, we're used to traveling long distances and playing, and we've proved in the past that we can handle that, so that's no excuse whatsoever. You know, our rebounding, we got to rebound, you know, especially without Matt in there, that we needed other guys to step up, and disappointed they didn't take that opportunity.
Nate Joao was a bit of a form, so that's probably one of his best games of the year. What do you want that down to, just not enough big bodies in there?
Yeah, we made silly calls. You know, we'd go on for block shots like ESPN specials, trying to be Hollywood moves instead of grinding down, playing half-court defense, making a tough shot and getting the rebound. You know, and we were out of position, and Nate just stands under the ring and gets 7 offensive rebounds. It's, you know, it's frustrating sometimes when we do that.
Damo, it seemed like you tried to take over there a bit at the start of the fourth. Is that a, you know, pretty much switched into scoring?
Actually, Trev ran a play for me to be a bit more aggressive, so might have been a bit of a mindset thing, but we also lost Bryce to that fourth foul. You know, Casey was in foul trouble, and with how tight they were guarding some other guys, it just opened up, you know, and one of them had an open three. So to be honest, it was more so the other guys drawing kick, and I had some open shots and then a play called for me. But the reality is we can't rely on, you know, just Casey and Bryce in particular to do all the scoring. There's got to be 3 or 4 guys that score double figures. And, you know, we're doing all the hard work and getting to the line, but not rewarding ourselves. And I thought our free throws, you know, we missed 11 from the free throw count. And, you know, when it's such a tight series, it was costly in the end.
How much did you feel like press early on, especially yourself and Gareth kind of court, you know, energised going offensively? It seemed like you had a bit of a boost going back.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, it's no secret that a lot of our success comes from, you know, playing up court, high tempo defence. And yeah, we gave away a couple of easy ones in the first quarter, but it also got us going and played at the tempo we wanted to play. In saying that, full credit to Cairns, they did take advantage of it at times, but overall I'm happy with the press. It's them being able to fall back into a half-court defence, you know, limit them to one shot, box out and get out and run to the other end. But, you know, Nate was fantastic for them, and the O-boards in particular hurt us.
Yeah,